This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Well, your general thoughts on this one?
Well, I thought, you know, we tried to fight our way back in an ugly game, and it was effective for a while, you know, because I thought they played bad. But then I thought they, you know, Morgan played bad for a while, which allowed us to make some plays. But I thought Morgan played better than us from beginning to end. And got in the first quarter, the fourth quarter. I haven't looked at it, but if you look at it, I'm sure you'll see that they outplayed us as far as being able to put the ball in the basket, particularly on the glass, though.
I think it was the fourth quarter, especially Spears being rested. She didn't play that much at all in the first half, just 3 minutes. She was a wrecking crew down low. And then the foul situation. If you look at the box score, they had four players at four fouls. Going into the fourth quarter, they didn't commit one foul until the first. So a situation where Morgan State really tightened up the screws, and they made the better third to fourth adjustments.
Yeah, and I thought they were more aggressive. You know, you can't cry. You don't get. They don't. You know, they don't get a foul for 8 minutes and 52 seconds is a long time. But, you know, there was other things in the game that mattered as well. And I didn't think we played well enough, particularly on both ends of the floor, when we needed to be successful on the road.
Some silver linings, of course, that third quarter, the surge, the Hawks taking their first and only lead in the third. CC Byram showing the explosiveness that we're used to seeing out of her when she is healthy. It seems to be just increments now, working her way up slowly but surely to full health and shaking off all the rust. Well, we certainly saw flashes of that.
Yeah, I told her at halftime, you know, she's going to have to play through it, and it's not going to be easy. And you got to play through failure, you know, and I think that was the biggest thing she had to get over is, you know, not wanting to fail. But, you know, if you're healthy enough to play, then you got to be healthy enough, you know, with your confidence to take a hit. And I thought she made some steps today. I think it's going to help make her better as she goes home to bury her grandmother who passed away over the break. So we're going to, you know, it's going to be a tough situation without her going into the next game, but I think it's only going to make her better having experienced what she experienced tonight.
Quite a bit of physicality, a couple of technicals on each side here. This is MEAC play, and I'm sure the rookies got their full vision of what is to come over the next 2 months.
Well, I was disappointed in lack of discipline. You know, we talk a lot about that, and I thought that we showed a lack of discipline in two occasions to get technical fouls, which could have been critical points of the game. You know, we give them our two free throws, and the ball back. You know, and I'd like to take a look at that to see how critical that was in the game. But we just have to be smarter and be more disciplined in our play, and I'm disappointed that we weren't able to do that tonight.
Real quick before we let you go, it doesn't get any easier. Hampton on Saturday and then Bethune-Cookman on Monday. What's the message for your team as you cross back over the bridge to the shore and get ready for a tough weekend?
I really don't know. You know, I know we got to play better. You know, I'm looking at some kids that, you know, played a lot of minutes that had very, very little production. And, you know, you can't be successful with that.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Safe travels. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thanks.